Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The city of Gillette has announced that work will begin on Westover Road west of Highway 50 at the entrance of the car dealership for sewer repair starting today and running through at least Thursday the 12th. Through traffic will be maintained but may be single lane. Reports on coal production from Peabody Energy Corp and Arch Resources, Inc. in the first quarter of 2022 show strong production in their Powder River Basin mines despite challenges. According to the news record, both companies will continue to deliver product throughout the year at good prices, but will continue to also move towards planned closing of their operations in the area. Abby Angelos has announced she's running for the District 3 seat in the State House of Representatives. Eric Barlow currently holds that seat and has already announced he won't be running for re-election. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A new circuit court judge in the 6th Judicial District has been appointed by Governor Mark Gordon. Linda Bush has been serving as a Crook County deputy and prosecuting attorney. She fills the vacancy left open by the appointment of Judge Matthew Castano to the district court. Sixth graders who weren't able to attend Mallow Camp in 2020 will be able to attend this summer. The kids attending will be the camp's first spring visitors beginning on the 9th. Teachers from 5th and 6th grade will help to facilitate, teach, and keep track of the different sessions of kids. Veterans Services at Gillette College will continue to receive funding from the Marna M. Kuhn Foundation. The more than $2 million endowment will be split between the Gillette Community College District and Northern Wyoming Community College District. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.